Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of next hour, Dr. David Wormser will be back with us. As you know, we've been very closely following the events in Israel. Dr. David is live. We've been talking to him from both Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. If you've missed any of those interviews, I really encourage you to go to our Rumble page, Chosen Generation Radio Show. Chosen Generation Radio Show. We have those up there. And even going back to Saturday the 7th, I went on to refute some of the things that were being said, even on quote-unquote conservative programs about attacking Netanyahu and so on and so forth. And David came on with me. We spent 2.5 hours, and at the very end, as I'm praying for him, he is literally getting up and dashing downstairs to the bomb shelter because were being bombed in Tel Aviv. So really encourage you. We gave great history and background and how we got here. And we've been talking about this. If you go back and look at his interviews, we've been talking about this for months and months and months. We even went so far as to put up maps and show you where we believe these attacks would come from. And sure enough, boy, this is what's going on. And by the way, there's a three-front war. As of last night, Yemen jumped in, and they started firing missiles at Israel from Yemen last night. Yemen is located on the backside of Saudi Arabia, which creates a whole nother situation. So we'll have all that coming up for you. Don Jans is with me. We'll talk about the continued march of Marxism in America. And then bottom of the hour, Chris Widener will be with me. He and Dinesh Souza are partnering to open up a brand new conservative business network, and we'll talk to you about that. But joining me now, and I'm so pleased to be able to bring him onto the program, he is a candidate for Congress in Indiana. He has worked with Nancy Mace. He has worked in the conservative political world. And he has faced the fire and continues to face the fire. As those of you who've watched me for any length of time know, I have called out Mike Pence and Indiana, in particular that leadership, specifically about the pizza joint that came under assault for taking a Christian biblical stand. And Mike Pence threw the Religious Freedom Restoration Act under the bus and threw Christian business owners in Indiana under the bus along with them. I want to welcome Gabe Wheatley to the program. Gabe, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on here.
Well, I'm just really pleased that you could be with me today. So, first of all, you know, one of the things that that I think a lot of folks are excited for is younger candidates that step in, a younger generation that's picking up the torch. And, you know, obviously we have a challenge in that. Between 16 and 25, that age group is predominantly supportive of Marxism. How did you come to the conclusion that maybe that worldview was not ideal?
So that's a very great question. Me personally, so my mother, so most of my family is Republican, hardcore Reagan, you know, supporters and that type of stuff, right? Well, my mother is actually, she ended up voting Democrat, and we, you know, I lived in that type of environment. And so, you know, raised Catholic and, you know, raised in a, you know, Democratic household. But the family is a majority Republican. And because we are a big time military family. And so when I graduated high school and was at the age of 18, I registered as a Republican, and I actually was born and raised in California. And that was not, the Democratic Party does not represent my values, my beliefs, and my, you know, majority of my family's faith and our beliefs. And so that's why I registered as a Republican. And then when I moved out here in 2017 in Indiana, I joined the Republican Party. You know, I officially, you know, joined and helped candidates get elected on the local level. And then I moved my way up on the national level. You know, I like you said earlier, you know, last year we helped Nancy Mace win her district from the from Katie Arrington. And then I also led a team that, you know, that knocked 500,000 doors for U.S. Senator Rand Paul last year, which confirmed his second, you know, bid. And so that was amazing. It was fantastic. The experience is great. And now I'm ready as a new generation, you know, that of conservatism to lead the battle.
All right. Now there's something that you mentioned in that, because I, you know, I've as a pastor as well, but just as a Christian, you know, and as somebody who has studied our nation's history, I believe that our nation was founded as a Christian nation. And I do believe that our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and all of that, you know, even the very foundation of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, if God's not the one who's put that in us, then man gets to take it away. You mentioned the value system and that you felt that the Republican Party more aligned with your value system than the Democrat Party did. Talk to me about the significance of that, because I've had politicians throw at me and say, oh, you know, you're just, you know, all you want to talk about is social issues. And to me, it's way more than that. I mean, the family is the foundation. It's the rock of everything we build on. It's not just a social issue, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
No, that's a very good question. My thing is this, is that the Democratic Party has gone away from God. They are not your typical granddaddy's pipe union, you know, party. They're just not anymore. They believe, you know, I was adopted, and so me, I have to be pro-life because I think everything is valuable. I really, really do. So the Democratic Party, and as a minority myself, I don't believe it is okay that the Democratic Party continues to heavily swarm the Black communities and the minority communities with Planned Parenthood. Why do you want to kill minority babies? This is why I talk to the Democrats like this, because they want to say that it's women's health, women's health care. Killing a baby is not women's health care. I'm telling you right now, you know, some people believe in exceptions, some people don't. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, under the United States Code of Law, it said it is illegal to kill another human being. And so the unborn is another human being, and we need to stop this. Well, you know, I'm so glad that the Supreme Court overruled Roe versus Wade, and we are getting back on track. But we have a lot more work that needs to be done. And so that's why, you know, well, you know, raised, you know, with a family with conservative values, you know, it was different. It was crazy because you have a Democratic mom, you know, who voted and supported for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and 2020. So I can tell you, the holidays are lots of fun.
I can only imagine. So did you mention to mom about the kill list? Did you say, hey mom, you know, what about the kill list, mom?
You know, here's the thing is, you know, families can have their disagreement. And the thing is, you know, I've learned and she has learned, we can agree to disagree. And that's one thing that our country is not yet ready to do. We need to learn how to agree to disagree instead of fighting and polarizing on both sides. And, you know, I find it, insane that us Republicans get marked as a white supremacist, as a racist, as a, you know, misogynist, as an anti-Semitic, you know, just because of our core beliefs. And that we don't do that to the Democrats. You know, we don't, you know, we live our life, we go to church, you know, we go to work, you know, that's what we do. We don't have time for, you know, the unnecessary child behavior on the other side.
Well, and that brings up, you know, the issue of what's happening with Israel. And then on the streets of America, we have people that are marching for Hamas and even going so far as to deny the atrocities of what they have done, what they continue to do. Equal to the denial of the Holocaust. You know, how should America be aligning itself, or should America be aligning itself with Israel, in your opinion, Gabe?
In my opinion, I think America, the full way the U.S. government should be backing Israel 100%. A lot of people on the other side want to say that, you know, we need ceasefire, peace. No, here's the reality. Hamas is financially backed by Iran. They knew the consequences of attacking Israel. They also knew the consequences of killing 22 Americans. And we still have Americans stranded over there. Yeah. What we need is we need to go over there and we need to bring our people home. And I want to give a shout out and a thanks to Ron DeSantis, who is bringing his citizens back. And so the thing is, here's the main thing is we need to show a big support and we need to send military over there to make sure that Hamas is wiped off this planet. What they are doing is totally inhumane, killing women and raping women and killing children is just unbelievable and morbid. These are not animals. These are absolutely monsters from hell. I'm sorry to say it, but they are monsters from hell. No sane human being, even a crazy person, would think of this type of behavior. And yesterday or the day before, we saw Representative Rashid Tlaib, Congresswoman from Michigan, lead an insurrectionist against the U.S. Capitol with Hamas supporters, sympathizers. She needs to be expelled, and any member of Congress that supports Hamas's behavior needs to be expelled as well, too. And we need to elect a new speaker ASAP so we can get behind understanding with Israel.
Well, speaking about that insurrection that took place and those rioters that broke in and took over, you know, where is the prosecution with regards to that? And why do we have J6 people who are Americans that were arguing for actual American rights? Where is their liberties? Where are their freedoms? How would you fight for the J6? I consider them to be POWs in an American gulag.
No, I 100% agree. What we need to do first is strip away, we need to abolish these alphabetic agencies that the Democratic Party has put in place to persecute their opponent and their opponent's base. I'll tell you this. I was never there on January 6th, okay? But the FBI came to my house and harassed me because I voted for Trump simply in 2020 and 2016. This is absolutely insane. I would never thought in my lifetime that we would see a tyrannical government go after their opponent. That stuff that happens down in Venezuela, China, Russia, you know, that happens in other countries. I would never thought it would happen here in America. Never thought it would. This is absolutely a disgrace and un-American, and we need to free the January 6ers because they were treated unfairly and they had biased judges, were crooked judges, and they need to be held accountable, and those judges need to be disbarred.
So what efforts does Congress do, in your opinion, as a new member of Congress? How would you fight for those rights?
Well, what we would do is we have to elect a Republican president. That's the first step we would have to do. And then we would work with the president to make sure that all the victims of January 6th, of the persecution that's happening against them, are pardoned. I don't know the actual extent of what Congress can do to get the January 6th victims out, but what we can do is we can just elect a Republican president and get those people out, pardon them, free them, because what is happening, you know, and here's the thing is, and the reason, here's my argument to that, is that law enforcement, I saw countless of videos, and I know Americans across the country has, of law enforcement, of Capitol Police and local law enforcement literally opening the gates and pulling the ropes down and allowing people to come in. Mm-hmm. Now, is that an insurrection? No, it's not an insurrection. Law enforcement allowed it to happen. Simple as that. They allowed them to go in and, you know, chaos, you know, unfortunately there was chaos, a little bit of chaos. But the thing is that we need to make sure that the people that are actual victims need to be freed, because what's happening in America, we can't be going after and prosecuting our opponent and their opponent's base. It's un-American.
Now, do you think that there's a difference? For example, we know that Joe Biden was involved. It certainly appears Congress has presented the evidence regarding bribery and what appear to be illicit funds received for favors by foreign entities and things of that nature. Would you say that that's prosecuting your political opponent, or would you say that that is just the pursuit of justice?
I think it's not only do I think it's the pursuit of justice, I think, you know, any elected official should be held accountable when you are working with foreign government and enriching off of the American, you know, people. It, you know, it's just simple as that. You know, Joe Biden talked about numerous times how he got the prosecutor fired in Ukraine, you know, and how him and his, you know, and the thing is, you know, him and his son, Hunter, do a lot of shady business deals, and, you know, if Trump did that, oh my gosh, well, they already do go after him for that. And it's not even correlated together. And so the thing is, what we have to do is we have to hold Joe Biden accountable. Joe Biden, you know, literally piggybacked off of the American people and used his business to advance his political career. Simple as that. And I don't think I don't think this is, you know, a political stunt, nothing like that. Joe Biden is one of the most crooked politicians that has ever been elected as president of the United States.
Going back to Hillary, there was a point in the debate between her and President Donald Trump in 2016 where she was making some comments, and he straight up said on stage, he said, look, you know, if I was the president, I'd probably have you behind bars. Do you think that Hillary Clinton, for her role in Benghazi, for their role in Fast and Furious, do you think the Clintons and the Obamas and the things that are coming up about them, should they also be prosecuted? Do we need to throw a net over this and put an end to these criminal activities being used by these individuals?
I think it's a good question to ask. Yes, I think that we need to form an insight, you know, form a committee oversight committee and investigate what's happening between, you know, what happened during Benghazi, what happened during the Obama administration, why they denied the 2016 election results. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about this. They want to talk about, you know, Trump, how he questioned the 2020 elections. What about Hillary? She still has not, conceded to the 2016 elections. She also paid, and the DNC also paid for a dossier that, you know, talked about Russia, 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 you know, during President Trump's administration. He wasn't even in 100 days, and they already, you know, poisoned it with the whole Russia propaganda conspiracies. And so, yeah, we need to look at that. I think if you're going to prosecute President Trump, former President Trump, over questioning the 2020 election results, I think we need to do the same with Hillary Clinton as well.
Well, the other issue that we have the FISA issue with regards to the FBI. We have the FBI spying on the Catholic Church. We have them kicking down doors, as you mentioned, them coming and knocking on your door, but they've been kicking down doors and enforcing something they call the FACE Act, which essentially is Christians standing in front of abortion clinics, killing mills, and offering these young ladies prayer and support and the opportunity to rethink their decision. And for that, and in one particular instance, you had a man who was harassing a child, and when his father defended the child, the local authorities looked at it and said, yeah, that's self-defense. But the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland decided to prosecute him. What kind of role do you think Congress should play as representatives of the people in curtailing the FBI's what appears to me to be illegal and illicit activity?
Yeah, so since 2020, I have been a big advocate of abolishing the FBI. I think, you know, most of the alphabetic agencies need to go. And here's the thing. They have been weaponized against the American people. And that was never the intent when these organizations were started. Unfortunately, it is what it is today. I do believe that we do need a security system put in place to protect our national interests. But I can tell you is what we need to do is really just get rid of the FBI, the DOJ. And what we also need to do, the Senate needs to get their act together, and we need to get our act together, and we need to remove and impeach Mr. Garland.
Talk to me relative to the Senate. We're going to run out of time real quick, but you know, there's a lot of argument about the 17th Amendment and the fact that really the 17th Amendment is what has destroyed the purity and the balance of power, because senators are now essentially just another offshoot of a presidential campaign, from donorship to where their loyalties lie. It's no longer defending the rights of the state. How much of an advocate would you be for overturning the 17th Amendment?
I would have to look into it. I have not looked as much into it, but I will definitely look into it.
Final thoughts that you want to share with your constituency. What do you consider to be the most important things to your 4th district there in Indiana?
Actually, the 7th district.
7th district. I apologize.
What the main thing is inflation and crime. Right now, we are dealing with a crime surge. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was driving home and some, you know, goon out there decided to pull a gun on me, and IMPD didn't even show up to do a police report. It was so unimaginable. So, you know, we need to focus on crime. We need to focus on inflation, because I can tell you this inflation is hurting everyone. And, you know, everyone is affected. It doesn't matter what party you are, what race you are, what religion. It is hurting our wallets. And I do believe that the next Congress, the 119th Congress, needs to make sure that we tackle on this inflation and this economy crisis that we are facing.
Well, I appreciate you being with me today. I appreciate that you are stepping up and stepping out and making this run. What would you say to other young people about being engaged and being involved? How would you encourage the next generation to embrace the kinds of ideals that you're embracing in your campaign?
Well, what I live by is, I'm going to paraphrase it real quick. Ronald Reagan said we are one generation away from, you know, extinct. And I strongly believe that. And so we are looking like the last generation that are no longer going to have freedoms. And so it is our time, our generation, that needs to step up. We need to stop being, you know, what do you call it? We just need to be more alert. We need to be engaged. We need to be focused. And that's why I'm running. I'm running to not only represent, you know, my generation, but for all generations, but to also encourage more young Americans like myself to get up and take a stand. Right now, our country needs help. And the past generation that are in Congress currently right now aren't doing a dang thing. So that's why I'm encouraging my generation and future generations to step up.
And it's Whitley or Whitley?
Whitley.
Okay. Gabe Whitley, W-I-T-L-E-Y. You can see it on the bottom. And what's your website, Gabe?
It's actually W-H-I-T-L-E-Y.
I have it spelled that way. I don't know why I didn't read it like that, but I'll go. I'm going to have to stay with my remedial teacher and get some correction. W-H-I-T-L-E-Y. What's the website, Gabe?
You can go to honestgabe.com.
Honestgabe.com. Honestgabe.com. That'll be easy to remember. Honestgabe.com. Gabe, thanks for being with me. It's been a delightful conversation. I really appreciate it.
No problem. And thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. You bet. All right. We're going to take a break and we come back. Chris Widener is with us. He and Dinesh D'Souza are launching a brand new conservative business platform. And we're going to talk about that and why it's important for us to engage and put our dollars into conservative businesses. We'll be back with more coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening and watching Chosen Generation Radio Show. Get us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with us. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. I want to remind you that coming up at the bottom of next hour, Dr. David Wormser will be with us live from Tel Aviv. We have had him with us literally since the 7th of October. As you know, we did a 2.5-hour interview with him on October 7th while the attack was underway. And at one point in the very end, as I was praying with him, he literally had to take a dash down to the bomb shelter as we heard the sirens going off. And they're now battling a three-front war. Yemen stepped into the battle overnight. So they're firing rockets from Yemen over the top of Saudi Arabia into Israel. They're battling at Gaza, and the battle from Lebanon has increased, and Hezbollah has stepped up their fight as well. And Iran is reports are that they are moving artillery down through Syria. So, folks, this is a really, really very serious issue, and we'll talk to Dr. Wormser about what he's hearing as he is in contact directly with leadership there as well. I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He's been with us before. He is a motivational speaker. He is an author. He is an entrepreneur of amazing gift, talent, and ability. And I'm so pleased to welcome Chris Widener to the program. Chris, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You know, I was thinking as you were giving a rundown of everything that's going on, can you imagine what's happening at Bible colleges all across the world where they're having to go back and rename their syllabus classes from biblical prophecy to current events?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Mean,
yeah.
We're watching it all unfold. It's pretty amazing, actually. And I think for those of us who know the Lord, you know, there's no fear. It's kind of an interesting thing. Though the mountains fall around you, there's no fear because we have the Lord. It's amazing days to be living in.
You know, I had to go take care of some business down in San Antonio just the other day and went into a store. And we were getting helped and getting assisted. And I mentioned about the program that I do. And the guy that I was talking to was like, wow, that sounds exciting. And so I told him we were following Israel. So he called his manager over. Well, it turns out his manager is an Iraqi Christian.
Oh, wow.
Who moved here 4 years ago from Iraq. But he was born in Iraq and grew up there with all of the Islamic persecution. And they, as a family, wow, went through that and survived that. And then you know, and then came over here. And we were talking about, you know, how this is all coming alive. And one of the things that I said was, you know, because it's like it can be overwhelming. And you could let fear creep in. And one of the things that's going to be in my message in India that I'll be preaching at the close of the program today when we do our live thing is 2 Timothy 1 says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And then our theme verse, which is 1 Peter chapter 2, that we play at the beginning of every program. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people but are now the people of God, who'd not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy. Brother, that's us. And that, you know, as I watch, and I was honored to be able to have Dinesh on my program previously and his daughter, which was just a real pleasure. And then I helped to promote 2,000 Mules. We actually we simulcast that when that whole thing came on, so that you know, so that our audience got it as well. But you guys are launching something that's quite exciting, and I'd love for you to hear, because we've got to move the money from you know, from wickedness into righteousness, and then find righteous causes with our profits to sow into.
Yeah, you know, the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked will be stored up for the righteous. And, you know, this is a time, this idea is one that's time has come. I don't even know if we could have really launched this and been successful with it even 7 years ago. It started about 5 years ago. What Dinesh D'Souza and I are creating is called the Red Referral Network. And people can find out about it and register. We're in pre-launch right now at redreferralnetwork.com. And what it is, there's been networking groups for, you know, decades, right, where people get together and they refer business to one another. And they're really great. In fact, the leader in the industry, I think last year, passed over $2 billion worth of referrals amongst its members. And so what these are is they are local groups. So Dinesh and I are going to be putting together thousands of groups all over the country, these red referral groups led by local leaders. So one of the things that we're looking for is leaders who say, I want to stand up, I want to partner with Chris and Dinesh, I want to start one of these groups in my local community. And you can have that option if you go to redreferralnetwork.com. But what they are is every single week, three things will happen in these groups, three primary things. Number one, they pass business referrals amongst conservatives. These groups are for conservative people. They're not for the people on the left. And the idea, as you mentioned, Pastor, is to take the money away from people who are going to take that money. They're going to give it to politicians and groups. They're going to gain power, and then they're going to stand in the public square and tell everybody how horrible we are. So when you work with a you know, a Democrat roofer, for example, and you give that Democrat roofer $20,000 to re-roof your house, and he takes that money, gives it to a Democrat, who then calls you a scoundrel in the public square, why do we continue to do business with people who hate us? So the idea is let's find the conservative roofers and the conservative videographers and the conservative dentists. Let's put them all in a room every single week and let them refer that business. The second thing is, and this is what you're so great at, Pastor, is just encouraging people on the conservative side, because, you know, people, there's strong personalities. I have a strong personality, but it can weigh down on me sometimes.
Sure.
And we need to band together. We need to encourage one another. We need to challenge one another. And then lastly, we're giving exclusive contact and interaction with Dinesh D'Souza, really, truly the leading thought leader of our generation from the conservative side. And we're excited about it. We're launching the first week of January with our goal is 250 groups all across the country. And we've already had 104 leaders sign up to lead groups around the country, and we've done nothing except post it on my personal Facebook account. We've done no promotion, no advertising. In fact, you are the very first podcast we've done, and so I appreciate that.
Wonderful.
So we're just looking for people who say, let's band together, defund the left, and start putting that money into the pockets of people who believe in what we believe in.
RedReferralNetwork.com. And I've got the website up. Actually, it's on the screen right next to you. So if you're watching right now, folks are seeing your face, and then they're seeing the front page of Networking the Right Way. Get an early invitation, put in your email address, put in your zip code, and then share it. You can share it on Facebook, on Twitter. You can share it on Truth Network. You can share it on LinkedIn. I see over there. You can share it on X, which I right now is Twitter.
Not Twitter,
yeah.
Or used to be Twitter.
Yeah, there's a blue arrow. I forget which one that is. Let me see if it'll tell me if I go. Okay. So there's Truth. There's Telegram. And then there's a share flipboard that you can use to go on to others. Share it on CloudHub, share it on Getter, but put it out there and let people know what you guys are doing. Okay, so individuals are going to come together. They're going to bring their businesses together. They're going to start using this referral network. Is there going to be a cost to be a part of this?
There is. When we finally start, it's $30 a month, and or they can prepay for a year and save the cost of 2 months. And the idea, the reason we charge for it is what you're really purchasing is you're purchasing the exclusivity. Now, here's what I mean by that. When you join one of these conservative groups, there will only be one person from each profession. So if you're a conservative dry cleaner, right, there won't be two conservative dry cleaners in your group, because when other people, you know, they meet somebody and they say, hey, I'm looking for a good dry cleaner. You say, oh, we got a guy in our group. You got to go to his dry cleaner. So the idea is we become exclusive referral partners to one another. Now, if there's already a group that's done and they have your profession, we start another group. And we just, because there's lots of, you know, conservative dry cleaners and teachers and plumbers and lawyers and, you know, the whole thing. So
right.
There is a small fee. And then we're also going to be offering business coaching. We're going to be offering speaking coaching, like just a lot of different things to help people who are conservatives in business to succeed and to make money. Nothing wrong with making money. We're the capitalists, remember?
Right.
And we're just going to help people get better in their lives, get better in their faith, get better in their business. And now more than ever, we need this because of everything that's going on in the world and in our country.
Speak to this too in terms of the cancel culture, because I mean at the end of the day, really that has a lot to do with what we're doing, right? You're running into a situation where conservatives find it difficult to bank, they find it difficult to advertise, they find it difficult to get their message out about their business. As soon as they find out that they're in favor of a particular candidate or they have a particular ideology, now all of a sudden they're the enemy. I had Zuni Duarte on yesterday, Enrique Tarrio's mom, You're talking about individuals, January 6th people. I've had David Sumrall on, who had over 4,000 hours of video. Clear evidence that these individuals were praying for our Capitol, were invited to go into the Capitol. And really, as a representative government, you should be able to go in. These are representatives. You should be able to knock on their door anytime you want and say, hey, listen, I got an issue here with where we're headed as a country. Let's sit down and have a 5-minute chat. I realize, you know, back in the day, it was, you know, less than 1,000 people per congressman. Now it's, you know, 500,000 or 3 million or what have you. But even still, make some time for your constituents to sit down and listen to their hearts about what they want.
Well, I'm very fortunate. My congressman is probably the most accessible politician I've ever met in my life. If I text him, he texts back. Sometimes he picks up the phone and just calls me and says, here's what's going on. And really pretty amazing. And that really truly is that representation. But, you know, you talked about the cancel culture. I'm in the Motivational Speakers Hall of Fame. I used to do 70 speeches a year all over the world. I've traveled, you know, all over the world. I can't even go into the list of everywhere that I've been, all over the United States. And I've written 24 books, voted one of the top 10 sales speakers in the world by Success Magazine, top 100 leadership speakers by Inc. Magazine. Doesn't matter. Apparently, I vote for the wrong guy because I have basically been canceled. I've lost almost all of my speaking engagements. And here's how it works. They call me up and they go, hey, we read your book, The Art of Influence, and we'd love to have you come and speak to our organization. I say, great. And they, when's the date? And they tell me the date. And I say, I'm free that day. That would be wonderful. Then they say, what's your fee? And I tell them what my fee is. And they say, that's within our budget. And then they say, we'll send you a contract in a couple days. Well, a couple days pass and the phone rings and I answer the phone. They say, hey, you know, a little problem here. And I'm like, well, what's the problem? And they say, well, I told our board that you were coming to speak, but Margaret, she had never heard of you. So she looked you up and, well, she hates Trump, and so, you know, she doesn't want us to bring you in, and I don't have enough cachet on the board, and so we're not going to be able to bring you in. Why? Because I vote for the wrong person. And I always tell them, I would never talk about politics. I'm right. A business speaker. I would never cross that line of integrity. It doesn't matter. She just can't stand Trump supporters, can't stand conservatives, and literally millions of dollars. And so the idea is this is happening now. I live in Chattanooga. And I know a woman who has a small little business. Maybe it's 400 square feet. She serves ice cream. It's an ice cream shop. And some of her business people around her found out that she was a conservative. And they went after her. They tried to boycott her and picket her store. I mean, they're going after everybody now. And it doesn't matter what your business is. People find out that you're a conservative. And they, whether they say it out loud or not, they stop doing business with you. And we need to do the same thing. We need to keep our money. You know this better than anybody, Pastor. People in the religious community have done this forever. Jews, they keep the money in. I call it keeping it in-house, right? Let's keep the money in-house. Mormons have done it. Seventh-day Adventists have done it. You list Amish people have done it. They will do business with somebody outside their religion, but they always give the first shot to somebody who shares their values. Sure. And that's what we want to do here. You can't eliminate ever doing business with somebody who disagrees with you. But you can stop doing business, knowingly doing business with people who you know support those kinds of things. And that's the idea of the Red Referral Network is, let's do business the right way with people who share those values. And so right now we're in the free pre-launch. All they have to do is register. It's all based by zip code. We're going to be putting groups together via zip code and helping people get those started. Leadership training starts next week. If anybody wants to be a leader, we're doing a weekly leadership call. We train you exactly how to do them. And then come January, there will be a fee for the local groups for people who participate in the groups. You mentioned a bank. We're working on a partnership with a bank that is Patriot Bay-based. And when I called the guy up and I said, you know, are you familiar with Dinesh D'Souza? And he said, not only am I familiar with Dinesh D'Souza, the reason I started my bank was because of Dinesh D'Souza. And I said, really, what's the story? And he said, well, when I heard that Chase Bank canceled Dinesh, canceled his card, canceled his processing, and canceled his bank account, wrote him a check and mailed it to him. He said, this is horrible. Somebody needs to start a Patriot-based bank. And he was in the banking industry. It's not like he just decided to start a bank. But we're partnering with them. They're going to get everybody in our network will get special discounts from a lot of great conservative groups, and just very, very excited about being able to strengthen the conservative movement.
Well, going back to what you said, too, you know, one of the harsher messages that Paul gives is in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, because he's dealing with someone who is living an immoral life, a son who is sleeping with his father's wife. And he says, if I was there, this is what I would do. And ultimately, what we read historically is that they did. They cast that young man out. But then in 2 Corinthians, we see where he, because of that discipline, he got his life back on track. But in there, towards the end of that, Paul says, I'm not saying, though, that you can't do business with people outside. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to function. You wouldn't be able to survive in the world. So we're going to do business with a variety of different people. And, you know, from a freedom perspective, you have a right to believe what you choose to believe. But as we, when we say this is a Christian nation, what we're saying is that the underlying, the undergirding principles of this country are founded right here in this book. Okay. They're founded in this book. Now you can be a part of that or not. We're not going to cast you aside. We're going to do what the good book says. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. But don't come into our country and try to change it. Don't come into our country and try to push your belief system. We've already explored that. Thomas Jefferson, they explored every religion around the world, and they settled on the reality that the only religion that allowed people the freedom and the liberty to be able to make those kinds of choices and decisions and live at peace is Christianity. Period, end of story. And the left has forgotten that when it comes to their persecution of us as conservatives, and that really is our foundation. We have life, liberty, and we have that a pursuit of happiness, of abundance, of dominion, and it's not something that God handed us. It's who we are, and we're happy to share that with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want to love the world around us. We need to be accepting of people. Here's what I always say, and I wrote an article for the Chattanoogan about how conservatives and the LGBTQ community can live together in harmony, right? And that is, we must accept one another. They don't like me. I'm a white, wealthy, Republican, Christian man. Like, I check off all the boxes they don't like. But they have to accept that I have the right and the freedom to do that in our country. And I have to do the same with others who disagree with me. I do not have to approve of them. Yep. Just as I do not seek their approval, we must be able to live here. But that's the great beauty of America is that we are free. We're free to believe or to not believe. We're free to live our lives in different ways. Some people like to do some things. Other people like to do others. You know, some people like to go out and go sailing. I don't, but have at it. Buy a boat and go out and do what you want to do. But to the degree that we can work together with people who are like-minded. And that's all we're suggesting through the Red Referral Network is let's do business with like-minded people. Because, you know, 40 years ago, they didn't really like Reagan and they said he was a bad guy. But what we're seeing today, 40 years later, 50 years later, it's an all-out assault, an all-out war on conservatives. I mean, you know, before they said, he trickle-down economics. That was an insult. Trickle-down economics. Well, now what are we? Racist, homophobic, transphobic, sexist, insurrectionists. That's what we are now. And we need to look around, folks, and just realize we're in a huge cultural battle. And we need to stick together. You know, the old Benjamin Franklin quote where he said, gentlemen, if we don't hang together, we will most certainly all hang separately. And, I'm just about leaving Scottsdale. We've been down here for a week doing a little bit of business and a little R&R. And I have a very dear friend who I'm going to coffee with later on. He's the rabbi of the fastest growing Orthodox synagogue in America. And when we moved from here to Chattanooga a couple of years ago, we used to go to Shabbat dinner at his house quite often. Huh? And the very last time I was there, he said, would you give a few remarks, you know, 2 or 3 minutes? And I remember the one thing that I really drove home, and this was 2 years ago. I said the Orthodox Jews and the Bible-believing evangelical Christians need to stick together because they're coming for both of us.
Yep.
And I believe that more than anything now, and this is a great way for conservative business people to get together every single week in their local communities and support each other and do business together. And so if anybody wants to register for free, it's redreferralnetwork.com. And we'd love to see you over there, especially if you say, hey, I'd like to lead one of these groups. We'll do everything we can to help you get one up and running.
Yeah. And again, you know, to what you were saying about, you know, lifestyles and so on. Again, if you're an adult and you're doing what you're doing and you keep it in your house and what have you, you know, that people are going to do what they're going to do. But here's the issue. Legalizing it, making it the law, and then trying to teach it in schools as a Christian conservative, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to put pornography in school. We're not going to start, challenging child's genders and giving them hormone blockers and so on. And we're not going to try to convince Johnny that he ought to have sex with Timmy at, you know, in kindergarten or grammar school or junior high or even high school, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's nothing we should be doing.
But, yeah, absolutely.
You know, in Chattanooga, a few months ago, probably about a year ago now, we had all that stuff going on in Chattanooga with the so-called family-friendly drag shows. Well, what was interesting was that a lot of people, to their credit, you know, we have to be honest, we have to give credit where credit is due. A lot of the people who came against that with us were people from the LGBTQ community who said, look, not with the kids.
Right.
Like, enough with the kid. 18 and over, do what you want to do. 18 and under, we as a society and as a culture need to protect the innocence of children. And to their credit, a lot of folks in the LGBTQ community there in Chattanooga came out in defense of, we passed a bill. We took it to our Senate and our House, and we passed a bill that banned adult-style cabaret kinds of shows for those 18 and under. And so that's what we did. We passed a law, and now you can't do it.
Yeah, we did that here in Texas, and they've gone after it. And I think right now it's was given a stay. But thankfully, we helped Ken Paxton to overcome that fake impeachment trial. And yeah. and he's back on the job. But, you know, again, to your point, right, the Ken Paxton situation speaks to that as well. You know, they gunned after him. They go after every conservative. I think about the guy, the Mozilla guy, a number of years ago, right, that was the CEO and the guy that created Mozilla. Gives $1,000 because he believes in supporting traditional family values, and they literally ousted him and took his company away from him. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we need a network.
Look at Goya Foods, Pastor.
Absolutely. Goya Foods, yes.
Right?
Yes.
How can you get any more innocuous than a can of refried beans, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing safer than a can of refried beans. And yet they're like, we're going to destroy this guy. We're going to destroy his company. And then it backfired on him because everybody started going out and buying an extra can or two every time they went to the. But, you know, in a way, that's kind of what we're talking about.
Right.
The left comes after us. We go give business to those people. We need to band together. And that's what the Red Referral Network is going to help people do. And I'm proud to be partners with Dinesh D'Souza. He's such a brilliant man. He and his wife, Debbie, are extraordinary. He's a kind Christian man. Just love him to death and thrilled to be in business with him.
Well, and again, as we close, you know, Dinesh is another incredible story because here's a gentleman who stood up and really all he did was ask questions. He just said, hey, you know, well, how does this make sense? How does this? And because he asked questions of the wrong people, they went after him. They persecuted him, and he had to endure, you know, some pretty horrific times. But you know, his faith is the rock upon which he stood.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you're doing and the work you're doing all over the world. But here in America, especially, I appreciate you having me come on and talking to the folks about what we're doing. We hope to help people make a lot of money. We hope to hope to help them create a base of conservatives around them who they can support one another. And then, you know, the ability to have Dinesh D'Souza creating exclusive content. So part of the meetings every week, you know, they'll introduce themselves and they share referrals and those kinds of things. But Dinesh is going to produce exclusive content every single week just for our community. So every conservative across the country in these groups will be getting the exact same message. And so we're going to put everybody on course. We're going to be able to do some activism, raise funds for candidates. You know, when we put this national network together of hundreds of thousands of conservatives, we're going to have a lot of sway.
Awesome stuff. RedReferralNetwork.com. RedReferralNetwork.com. Get signed up today. Chris, thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing.
Appreciate you.
God bless you, sir. Good to see you. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
All right, folks, we're going to take our break. Hour number two coming up straight ahead. Don Jans will be with us. We'll talk about the continued drive towards Marxism. And then in addition to that, at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Dr. David Wormser with us live from Tel Aviv. You've been listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com.